It's not the people you think that are blessed. It's these people in Jesus' kingdom. He talks about who follows the law. And it's not following the law like you think, because you've heard it said, but I tell you this, and it's something different than what you would normally expect. Then he talks about who's righteous. It's not who you think again. Do your righteous acts in private. Don't be like the hypocrites. That was what we talked about primarily last week. Don't practice your faith. Practice your faith only where God can see it. And the idea was that, especially in those days, and even these days too, giving, fasting, and praying are the primary ways that we exercise our faith. And Jesus is like, just do that in private, okay? You don't need to blast it and be like the hypocrite who does it on the stage. Like, we happen to be on the stage, but it's our role. These guys aren't hypocrites, I promise you. And I try not to be either. But then he tells them how not to pray. Jesus says, here's how you don't pray. But then he follows it up with, okay, here's how you should pray. And then he gives us the Lord's Prayer. And then Christians went as soon as we could and turned the Lord's Prayer into vain repetition, which is exactly what Jesus told us not to do, right? How many of you grew up praying the Lord's Prayer in church every Sunday? Yeah, our Father who art in heaven. And it becomes a repetitious thing where we're just quoting words that we were taught to say and not words that we can pray to our Heavenly Father. Someone said this morning, you know, it's the Lord of hosts. You know, it's like the big deal. We have it's somebody we're talking to here. It's a big shot, all right? So it's never meant to be a quoted prayer. In fact, it's a model for prayer. It's an example. It can be used as something to trigger your prayer. And so we're going to learn about it right now, and then we're going to pray through it in a guided way after we sing a few more songs. Are we good with that? All right, so Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15. It says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then we Protestants added the prayer, that last part there, to go, for thine is kingdom, the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. We added that. Jesus doesn't include it. The Catholics don't include it. They're actually more biblical on us on that. So if you ever go to a Catholic church and they pray it, don't say that word. You'll stick out like a Protestant in a Catholic church. Then he goes on, verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. That part stings a little. We'll talk about it here in a minute. So basically, there's six sections that I want to talk about that are included in the prayer. I've given you a little hexagon here. Six sections that talk about the Father's six aspects that we can go through. The Father's character. Hallowed be thy name, the Father's kingdom, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is. The Father's provision, give us today our daily bread. The Father's forgiveness, forgive us our trespasses, is probably what most of us grew up learning, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And the Father's guidance, lead us not into temptation, and rather lead us someplace else outside of temptation. And the Father's protection, deliver us from evil. So each one of these things is a jumping off point rather than something that we just go through and rotely quote without actually connecting with it. It's a jumping off point that it can be a framework for prayer that we can use to be guided through prayer. So let's talk about the first one, the Father's character. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We say the who art part. That I don't think we normally use those words, who art and hallowed. I like saying hallowed. It's cool. But we don't say those. We don't use that term very often, hallowed. It just means holy. Our Father's character is holy, but Jesus uses a different word there for Father than Father, because Father seems like a set apart term. Yes, Father. You know, But we would say daddy to be connected, and that's the word that Jesus used too. It's a very family term. Daddy, papa, father is a more, I don't know, it's a more distant way of saying it. It's a formal term, but Jesus uses a term of intimacy. So the Father's character shows intimacy, but also hallowed sets him apart. It's intimately set apart. Holy doesn't necessarily mean morally upright, although God is morally upright, but he is set apart. There's an otherness to God. So there's an intimacy, yet, oh my goodness, Papa, okay, but you're still Father, right? Does that make sense? So that's the Father's character. It's someone who you love and fear. The Father's kingdom, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is exactly what Jesus is trying to do through his entire ministry for this entire sermon. Let us bring the kingdom of heaven at hand here on earth right now, today. I like this idea of bring your kingdom rules that govern heaven and put them here on earth today. So the politics that govern heaven are actually right here, right now. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is, just exactly as it is in heaven. Bring it here. Guess what's in heaven? Well, what's not in heaven? Tears, pain, sickness. Those things aren't up there. Hey, bring those down here and work a miracle down here. Break through what we have defined as what earth should be and recreate it. Put your heaven here on earth as it is in heaven. We truly want and expect heaven to be on earth. We don't want to wait till we die to experience it, do we? I don't know. The Bible talks more about bringing heaven on earth than it does about us being disembodied spirits floating around in heaven. It's not about what happens when we die. It's about the here and the now. God, break into our space. Bring heaven on earth. The Father's provision. Give us today our daily bread. We know that one, right? Think about this. I like this thought. When you pray through the prayer and you get to this point, think about a time when God has never provided for you. Can you? Has God ever not provided for you? Okay. Has God ever not provided for you? He's always provided for you at some point. Maybe if you're watching online, just type in there, God has always provided for me. He's always provided for me. Give us today our daily bread. We're worried about today. Not hey, make sure tomorrow I get the ice cream that I need or want. Today, give me the provisions I need today to get through today. Jesus said that every one of your hairs is numbered on your head. He's aware of every sparrow that falls to the ground. And let's be honest, for me, he's not as worried about me as he used to be. You know, the numbers are dropping. Yes, there's other of us follically challenged people. But he, at one point, we all had, actually I looked it up, like 90 to 150,000 hair follicles that might grow 20 or so hairs in your lifetime. He's got them all numbered. That's a lot. That if he cares that much, how much more does he care about you? This is a reset of the mind to know that God cares for you, loves you, provides for you, and will give you what you need to get through this day. Tomorrow will take care of itself. We're going to pray it all over again tomorrow. But this is the day that we're praying about today. Let tomorrow worry about itself. We pray for today's provisions. Then the Father's forgiveness. And forgive us our debts as we also forgive those who've debted against us or forgiven our debtors. This one's hard because it means we have to face unresolved conflict in our own lives. This isn't just about receiving God's forgiveness for us. It's also about others and how we need to seek out forgiveness from others, how we need to forgive those who've got trespasses against us or sinned against us. There's a continual giving and receiving of forgiveness in all of our lives that's necessary for the kingdom to break through here on earth as it is in heaven. And then we move to the guidance, Father's guidance. Lead us not to temptation. You know, you're the carrier of good news. Like, you are the one that God has set aside to carry his good news forward. Like, as a church collectively, we do that. But individually, like, there is no backup plan to God's plan for the world to hear the good news. It's through you, and it's through me. This prayer is to help us to have uninterrupted focus on that task. Lead me not to temptations, the thing that would distract me from being the good news to the people that, God, you have for me to give to other people. And if you're laser focused on the good news, you won't be distracted by the world, but you will see the points in which God can break through and bring heaven here on earth. And so the rules that govern heaven can come here because you are not distracted by temptations. And then finally, the Father's protection. Deliver us from the evil one. Apostle Paul says, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Look, you have a task to be the gospel representative to everybody you meet, which means you also have an enemy who is fighting actively against you so that you won't do that. You can't fight that battle on your own. As you advance the gospel forward, that enemy will do anything possible to keep you from doing that. He's going to thwart you in any way to keep you from accomplishing your task. So we're praying the Father's protection from the evil one. All right, so that's a quick teaching of the prayer. All right, that's the Lord's Prayer. A little different understanding than maybe you've heard before. Maybe you've never thought of it as an example before. But this is how you can expand upon it on your own. You can make it your own. You can make it meaningful in your life. You can personalize it because you know the temptations that you have. You know how the evil one is actively trying to thwart you from being gospel to other people. You know what you need to get through this day, or at least you think you do. You know what to pray for. God, I need strength to get through this day at work. And you're probably not actively praying for bread. You don't need bread, but you do need sustenance somehow, some of God's providence to get you through whatever it is you're facing today. So don't just quote the prayer. Use it as a template. It's meant to be a design, a format, something to guide you through your prayer life. So we're going to take some time to pray. We're going to sing a couple more songs. We're going to take time to pray. And we're going to use that as a template. We're going to guide ourselves through prayer. And I'll kind of lead us through that. I don't know how it's going to go. We're gonna find out, but I'm going to ask you to be in an attitude of prayer. And so let's pray now that God would put our hearts and our minds in the frame to be in prayer and to be able to connect with him in this way. God, be with us in this time of worship, the time of singing that we're going to do right now. May you use it as a means to connect us to your Holy Spirit, to help us to be laser focused on what it is that you might have for us, and might pray for this morning. Help us to not set aside our distractions, but to lay our distractions to you. And so the things that we're concerned about, we're worried about, we're weary of, we're tired, the things that we're actively pursuing in our mind about politics and COVID-19 and all the different things that are going on, we ask, Lord, that you would show us where you're actively working in those things so we can pray for those things the way you want us to pray for them. Be with us in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Just take a second to get in an attitude and a posture of prayer. Whatever's comfortable for you, we're going to spend a couple of minutes in prayer. And so we just want to give ourselves that space and opportunity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. And so, God, we call out to you as our Father, our daddy, our papa. Not all of us had the privilege of having a good father. I did. But not all of us can relate to you as Father. So, God, we ask that you reveal yourself now to us as that holy Father, the Father who loves us and cares for us and guides us along in life that would love us no matter what we've been through. We call out to you, Father. Father who's our daddy, but also holy, set apart, different than the normal. You are holy. Hallowed be your name. Reveal yourself as that holy one, morally pure, yes, a design for us to long after, that we could attain that recreation of your image. Give us a sense of your holiness, your serenity, your set-apartness, because we need that. We need you, something different than the normal that we experience every day. We need you to be holy in our lives. God, our Father, holy you are. Bring your kingdom rules here on earth. Bring your power and interrupt life as we know it. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven was at hand. It's here for us. It's right here. May we experience it. There's people in here that need a miracle. The only way to experience those miracles is if you, God, break into earth. Bring heaven on earth. Bring it so that the laws that govern there work here too. Miracles that would change cells, that would change molecules in our blood, that would change cancer into health, that would bring healing to where there's no eyesight. God, we call out to you for miracles to be experienced in our midst. You, Papa, Father, Holy God, can do that. Bring heaven on earth. May we see your healing touch on those who need it. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, take away our tears. Take away our mourning and our loss. Yes, we experience those things. Take away our loneliness, so that we experience full communion with you. Bring your will here on earth as it is in heaven, where the earthly politics don't matter. God, we lift up to you our nation. We're going forward in an election. There's never been a time in any of our lives where we remember anything more divisive than this time we're living in now. There's so many things that we don't know, we don't understand, we have fear. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. There's no fear in heaven. Bring a sense of peace and calm throughout our land. And those of us who believe in you as our King, as our Father, may we know that Jesus is all we need for leadership. Our president doesn't matter who sits in the White House, that we have you, King Jesus, in our lives. We don't need to get worked up about the other things. Pay attention, yes, but get worked up, no. May you bring your peace. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no COVID-19 in heaven. So once again, we call out to you. Heal our land. We've prayed before, and we've seen numbers go down. So, God, we ask that numbers go down again. Masks, they do what masks do. Social distancing does what social distancing does. But, God, you do what you do and bring your will here on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. Bring that here on earth. Give healing to those who have the disease. Give strength to those of us who are fighting it in whatever way. And may this pass over us as it passed over many years ago in Egypt. That spirit of death, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. God, give us today our daily bread. It's a Sunday, so it's easier for some of us to just have a good day. So God, give us a good day. Give us what we need through today. I'm going to ask you, Lord, forgive me. Get us through Tuesday too. Monday, Tuesday, and throughout. Lord, give us what we need to get through each day. This isn't an isolated thing. But God, we lift up our hearts to you, our voices to you, our thoughts to you, our prayers. Hear us. Holy Father in heaven, give us what we need to fight battles where we need to fight them, to love people that are difficult to love, to show Christ-like grace to people who need your grace. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we've forgiven those who've trespassed, indebted against us, and sinned against us. Lord, this is a hard prayer because we want you just to forgive no matter what. Help us to be forgiving. Help us to model your forgiveness to people around us. Help us to be able to show people that we do have grace. We've experienced grace, and we can't help but to share that with other people. We can't help but forgive other people. Whether it be online conversations or in-person conversations or felt slights and felt negative attitudes against us, we ask, Lord, that you help us to forgive even when forgiveness has not been requested. And then, Lord, forgive us our own debts against you. Forgive us our sins as we've committed them. Forgive us as a nation our pile of collective sins that we have. As a human race, forgive us our sins for not looking out for the least and the last and the lost. Forgive us for not breaking in with your kingdom love to people who need it the most. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us for quantifying other people's spirituality based on who they vote for. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us and help us to repent and turn away from those acts that are against you. May we be for Christ and not anti-Christ. May we be good representatives of your love and faith here on earth. And then lead us not to temptation. Help us to be bearers of the gospel wherever we go. Help us to be so laser focused on you that temptations of sin would be cast aside, that we wouldn't pay attention to those old longings we had, that the old man would go to all the time. Help us to be able to be focused on you. Lead us towards you, not towards these temptations. And then, God, we ask that you deliver us from the evil one. Protect us from the one who would throw the fiery arrows at us, who would seek to shut us down. Protect us from the things that do distract us, where we succumb to temptation. Keep us away from those things. Protect us from the active forces of evil who are working against your plan, your purpose in our world today. We have Christians all over the room and all over the region, all over the world, trying to be good representatives of the gospel. Those are the people Satan is trying to attack. Put your protection over us. Deliver us from the evil one. God, this is such a sweet prayer for us to pray together. We pray it in sincerity. We pray it in truth, honestly. We pray it with our whole body and spirits, and now we can pray this knowing what we know now to use it as a model for prayer. Thank you, God, for this moment in time where we can pray to you. We call out to you. Now we just spend a couple minutes here just praying on your own. We pray, Lord, to you. Guide us and heal us, protect us. Bring your kingdom here on earth.